Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Jose Galvan is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's with us once again. Hi, Jose.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back. And looking at the music that you brought us today, it looks like we're going to be taking a trip around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So let's start things off where there's a big international airport. You can fly almost anywhere you want to go, and that would be where you are, Los Angeles. This is a band called Triangle Fire. This is Little Ferns. I like that. Tell us more about why you picked this one.
Well, these guys, they're a group of young kids out of L.A., sort of the east side and like Highland Park, which is kind of northeast of L.A. But their sound is just so mature, and it harkens back to that Laurel Canyon vibe. And get a little bit of Fleetwood Mac in there, minus the female vocals. They self-recorded, and they just paid tribute sort of with like these huge guitar riffs and these echoey sounds.
They say on their Facebook page that they want to drive their Toyota truck into your heart.
Yes, correct. And if you're wondering if their name is a reference to the Shirtwaist Fire, that tragedy of 1911, it is. Uh-huh. Super random industrial reference, but great name for a band, I think.
Okay, well, the next one that you have brought us is Down Under in Australia. This is called Only You. It's by Death Bells. So is there a big punk scene in Australia?
There actually is, and Sydney is where Death Bells is from. And these are guys that came out of that scene and wanted something a little more refined and wanted that 80s nostalgia. So as you can hear, the drums are just large, right? You got the reverb vocals, and then prominent bass lines are basically what build most of their songs. This one has that meandering like guitar riff that's sort of indicative of like hardcore post-punk, and I'm a sucker for that. So,
and tell me what you mean by a little more refined.
They wanted more melodies. They wanted song structure, and not just, you know, punk. The Sydney punk scene is just straight ahead punk, like as it happens in the UK now. A lot of these countries are sort of mimicking what was maybe like mid '80s here in the States with like Social Distortion, Scream, bands like that.
Okay, the next one that you've brought us comes from Japan. This is Dripping Sun. It's by Kikigaku Moyo, which means geometric patterns.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, we should say that this song goes on for nearly 8 minutes. It gets more and more psychedelic. Tell us more about it.
It definitely long songs. Their album, Masana Temples, released early last year, just kind of went under the radar. They've hit all the psych scenes, the festivals in L.A., Austin. I love the tempo changes. I love those guitar riffs. So there's a lot of psychedelia out in Japan, which I did not know of until I started researching. Yeah. And the cool part is they, like, the music obviously translates.
And they recorded the song in Lisbon, Portugal?
Yeah, they travel a lot. They work with different producers. You still kind of feel the vibes. They sing in Japanese.
Okay, well, next, let's go back to the Western Hemisphere. This is by the Mexican artists Jimena Sariana. This is called Que Tiene, which translates to What's Wrong With It.
A veces cuando la luz atraviesa temprano por la ventana entre el sol y tú llegas buscándome. Estás intentando convencerme. No sé si esto me conviene. Vale.
Tell us more about Jimena Sariana.
Jimena was a child actress who decided to start a solo singing career. Her dad's a pretty prominent film and like commercial director. But she's kind of gone after that pop vibe, which is sort of, you know, rollercoastered for her on her last albums. Her debut, Mediocre, was nominated for a Grammy. And now she's sort of taking more tropical twist, as is the whole Latin kind of music scene with, you know, like J Balvin and Bad Bunny. But she doesn't go as hardcore as they do. She did a remix with Dylan Francis last year that I think sort of influenced this new album, which, as I said, gets more sort of urban-ish tropical.
And you, by the way, grew up both in Mexico City and Los Angeles. Do you stay in touch with all the music coming out of Mexico?
I try to as much as I can. That's sort of my passion, is kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on down there. In terms of like indie rock, alternative, electronica, hip-hop, that sounds like anything in English, but is just in Spanish.
Okay, the last stop on our tour of the world is to a little island off the coast of West Africa. This is from Cape Verde. This is Mayra Andrade with Tan Kalakatan. Bocan Canto un chica casan con naranja hacha so shaku incenso litrato cucato panela tangalaga 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 tang Canto un chica casan con naranja hacha so shaku incenso litrato cu viola panela tangalaga 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 tang Now, I've never been to Cape Verde, but you can hear in this both the African influence and also, obviously, the Portuguese that we're hearing there.
Correct. And Mayra is actually, she traveled a lot as a kid. She was born in Cuba. Her parents moved around, and their hometown is Cape Verde. So she sort of went back to her roots. She was pretty big in the Parisian scene at one point in the early 2000s with couple random songs that, you know, they gravitated to. They obviously don't speak Portuguese, but I think Europe sort of allows for singers and artists to kind of blend more languages than kind of the States does.
And we noticed that two of the artists that you have brought us today have connections to Portugal.
Yeah, strangely enough. Maybe we need to get down there and see what is going
get over
on.
There right away.
Yeah.
Jose Galvan, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thanks as always.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Always a pleasure.
And you can find all our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.